And one of the lingering questions from the Parkland shooting is why law enforcement officials didn't follow up on multiple tips about the accused killer. In a briefing this week, the FBI told lawmakers that its agents did connect two separate tips about Nicholas Cruz, but still failed to act. Local authorities also got a tip about Cruz. The state's Child Welfare Agency was investigating him, too. And as NPR's Joel Rose reports, there's only one person who was in a position to bridge the information gap between state and local authorities.
Scott Peterson was a sheriff's deputy assigned to be the school resource officer, basically the school cop, at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School since 2009. Maybe you've heard of him because he resigned the week after the shooting.
Devastated, sick to my stomach.
That was Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel describing surveillance video footage that shows Peterson waiting outside the school building instead of rushing in to confront the shooter. Peterson's lawyer disputes that account and insists he is not a coward. But those aren't the only questions about Peterson or his role in the Parkland shooting. Until a few weeks ago, Peterson was a model police officer. He won an award in 2014 as School Resource Officer of the Year in Broward County. That's the year Rachel Kravatsky graduated from Stoneman Douglas.
To me, he always kind of seemed like this big, cuddly teddy bear kind of guy. He always seemed to me like this nice guy in a police uniform on campus.
Peterson's lawyer declined our request for an interview, but we do have a recording of Peterson speaking before the Broward County School Board in 2012.
I've been a police officer for 30 years. I've been a school resource officer for 25 years.
Peterson talks about a program that pays for police officers to live on school campuses to help prevent crime. And he tells a couple of stories about catching the bad guys.
I chased them. I'm getting older, but I started chasing them. I jumped into my car. I apprehended two of them at the 4800 block at Coconut Creek.
Peterson comes off as funny, self-deprecating, approachable. And for a school resource officer, that's part of the job, to be a mentor for students. But it's not the only part. Back in early 2016, the Broward Sheriff's Office got a tip that Nicholas Cruz, the alleged Parkland shooter, had posted on Instagram that he planned to, quote, shoot up a school. The Sheriff's Office says that tip was referred to the school resource officer at Stoneman Douglas, Scott Peterson. There's no evidence that he followed up.
From the time a tip like that comes in, they have to be aggressively investigated.
Curtis Lavarello is a former school resource officer in Florida. Now he directs the School Safety Advocacy Council, which advises schools on security. After that tip about Cruz, Lavarello says the sheriff's office should have been trying to find out everything it could about him, from state agencies, from schools, from mental health providers.
All of those are pieces to the puzzle that would have to be put together. Not that Peterson, the SRO, is responsible for the whole entire psychological profile, but he plays a crucial part in collecting some of the data and the information and at least forwarding to a state agency to see if we're starting to look at a young man.
But in at least one incident, Peterson refused to cooperate with investigators from the Florida Department of Children and Families. The agency got involved in fall of 2016 after Cruz cut himself and posted about it on social media. According to a DCF report, Peterson, quote, refused to share any information, unquote, about an incident involving Cruz. Peterson's lawyer did not reply to a request for comment. Mac Hardy is with the National Association of School Resource Officers. He says we should wait for more answers before blaming Scott Peterson, but he also said this.
Communication is the key. When you're doing this job right, you're diverting these incidents from occurring because you have open lines of communication.
Lines of communication that did not seem to be open at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Joel Rose, NPR News, Parkland, Florida.